With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. NFL team owners yesterday voted to approve Tom Brady's purchase of a minority stake in the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders owner Mark Davis declined to provide details on Brady's role with Las Vegas out of respect for Brady's job as a broadcaster for Fox. Davis said that one of the sticking points in the 17-month process was Brady's dual role as a broadcaster and potential team owner. Also yesterday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league is still reviewing the latest claims of sexual assault and battery against Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. Watson resolved the civil lawsuit filed against him by the woman, but that does not preclude him from being disciplined by the NFL. Watson was suspended for the first 11 games in 2022 for violating the league's personal conduct policy after more than two dozen women accused him of sexual assault and inappropriate conduct during massage therapy sessions. Also, the Detroit Lions, they signed defensive tackle Aleem McNeil to a four-year extension worth $97 million, including $55 million guaranteed. McNeil is now the third member of Detroit's 2021 draft class to sign an extension, joining All-Pro wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown and offensive tackle Penei Sewell. Class AA State Girls Soccer Tournament semifinals were held last night as number 1 Harrisburg, they would defeat number 4 T 2-0. Meanwhile, number 2 Rapid City Stevens, they defeated the 14 seed Aberdeen 1-0. So that sets up the top two seeds, Harrisburg and Stevens, for the AA State Girls Soccer Championship. That'll be Saturday afternoon in Yankton at 3 o'clock. Harrisburg is 17-0 on the season, while Rapid City Stevens also undefeated at 15-0. The Class A State Girls Championship, also the top two seeds, as number 1 Sioux Falls Christian faces the 2 seed Groton Area Saturday at 5 o'clock in Yankton. On the boys' side, Class AA State Boys Soccer Tournament to last night semifinals, a couple shutouts as number 2 Lincoln defeats number 6 Aberdeen 2-0. And the 8 seed O'Gorman, they advance to the championship with a 4-0 win over the 5 seed Watertown. So it's number 2 Sioux Falls Lincoln taking on number 8 O'Gorman Saturday, 1 o'clock in Yankton. That's the AA Boys Soccer Championship. And in Class A for the boys, it's the top two seeds. Number 1 Vermilion takes on number 2 at James Valley Christian. That'll be Saturday, 7 p.m. All 4 of those matches in Yankton on Saturday. And Mitchell football, they will be at Huron this Friday night at 7 o'clock. The KORN pregame show starts at 6. And SDSU football, they travel to number 2 North Dakota State for the annual Dakota Marker game this Saturday. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock on ESPN2, live from the Fargo Dome. You can also listen to the game right here in Mitchell on KORN News Radio. We'll have your Jackrabbit pregame show starting at 5 o'clock. For more sports, check out our website, KORNradio.com. I'm sports director Travis Krenz.